Good afternoon, brothers and sisters. Welcome to this Antioch meeting, this hybrid Antioch meeting. So whether you're one of the throng of thousands upon thousands in Acton Hill Church with me, or whether you're on the Zoom link, welcome to you all. If you can hear me, wave. Not the people in Acton Hill on the Zoom link. All right. All right, good. It's working. Thanks, Robert. Okay, so today we'll be concluding a mini-series that we've been doing over the last 3 months, which you'll hopefully remember, on pastoral care. So that started with Dan and Paola back in April, speaking to us about the fundamentals of pastoral care. And then Rainer and Ursula spoke to us last month about how to give and receive care in our sharing groups. And today we've got Andy and Claire finishing the series for us with a talk on personal spiritual care and taking a time of retreat. So I won't say anything more about that except you're in for a treat or you're in for a retreat. Thank you. And also just to remind us all about the purpose of this mini-series. It's a simple goal, but it's at the heart of who we are as Christian community. Loving and encouraging one another. That's why we've got sharing groups, to love and encourage one another. And then knowing the love and encouragement of the Lord himself as well in our everyday lives. So we're going to hear, when we hear from Andy and Claire, we'll hear a bit about the encouragement of the Lord for our lives. But before all that, we're going to take some time to worship, which Anthony and Julie are going to lead us in. And as always, if you have any prophetic senses or words of encouragement, if you're on the Zoom, put those words in the chat. If you're in the church, come up and let me know those words of encouragement as soon as possible, please. I know these are more condensed meetings than we're used to, so please bring any words up as soon as you can. I'll be monitoring the Zoom on my phone, and Eleanor's going to be helping me as well as digital MC. Good title, isn't it? Okay, and likewise, when Julie and Anthony invite you to pray, if you're in the church, come up to the microphone to pray, because we won't be able to hear you if you pray from your seat. If you're on the Zoom, just come off mute and pray out as well. That's great. Okay, so that's the practical. So maybe just let me just give you a little bit of orientation, which I believe links with what we're going to hear from Claire and from Andy later on. So if Eleanor just puts up the picture for me. Okay, hopefully you can kind of see that picture, which looks not very interesting, doesn't it? Okay, well, this is a picture that was taken by the Voyager 1 spacecraft in 1990, as it left the solar system. And as it left the solar system, it turned around and took this picture. And the tiny dot that you can just about see with the arrow pointing to it, the small dot with a big arrow, is the Earth. Thanks, Mike. So get your glasses out. I can just about see it with my glasses. And that's 4 billion miles away. So that picture was taken from Voyager, which was 4 billion miles away at the time. There's somebody called Carl Sagan, who was an American astronomer and an author, coined the phrase, the pale blue dot, to describe that particular picture and to describe us. So before I put up what he said about the pale blue dot, just look at that picture one more time as you're able to. So this is his famous quote. That's here, that's home, that's us. Honor everyone you love, everyone you know, everyone you ever heard of, every human being who ever was lived out their lives. The aggregate of our joy and suffering, thousands of confident religions, ideologies and economic doctrines, every hunter and forager, every hero and coward, every creator and destroyer of civilization, every king and peasant, every young couple in love, like Mike, Every mother and father, every hopeful child, every inventor and explorer, every teacher of morals, every corrupt politician, every superstar, every supreme leader, every saint and sinner in the history of our species lived there on a mote of dust suspended in a sunbeam. On a mote of dust suspended on a sunbeam. That's us. And it does make you feel pretty small and insignificant. But despite that, the Lord, the one who's enthroned in heaven, the Creator, tells us that our lives are significant to him, are really important to him. And that's why I call that slide significant insignificance. And that's the significant insignificance that we read about in Psalm 8. So in Psalm 8, verses 3 to 6, we hear the psalmist declare, "When I consider the heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him, the son of man that you care for him? You made him a little lower than the heavenly beings, and you crowned him with glory and honor. You made him ruler over the works of your hands. You put everything under his feet." So brothers and sisters, let's stand if we're able to. Those of you at home who've got guitars and instruments, please use them to join in our act of worship to the one that has raised us up into significant insignificance. Julie and Anthony, lead us into the Lord's courts, please.
Lord, we glorify you.
We praise your name.
You
Lord.
Are our great
Thank
King.
Thank you, Lord.
You are
Creator
our Lord.
Of heaven and earth. We worship
Creator
you.
God.
We come before
you.
You
made
us,
Lord. Individually.
You made the heavens.
You know us. You know
Thank
every
you,
hair on our
you
head.
You made the moon and the stars
and
the sun.
We love you,
Thank
Lord God.
Thank you, Lord. We praise you. Thank you, Lord.